Okay, let me tell you one last svar. It's getting late. One last svar. This svar, this is a very, this I find this to be a very interesting medrash. I'll read you the entire medrash. Psikta d'Rav Kahana. Okay, piskalamid ulein to yom shmini atzeres. Let me just read you word to word. The medrash speaks for itself. Omar Rebbe Levi. Kach also daita shel kodesh baruch litin li yisrael regalecha b'chol chodesh b'kayif. Hashem really, when He created the world, when He gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, He really wanted to give us a holiday every single month of the summer. Every single month, starting with Chodesh Nisan until Chodesh Tishrei, Hashem really wanted that we should have a holiday. Because think about it. It's a little bit strange. All the holidays are compressed into one short time period. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Wouldn't you like to spread it out a little bit more? Everything is really, really compressed. What's going on here? So the answer is, you know why it's like this? Because this is not the way it was meant to be. The reason why everything seems so strange is because it is strange. The way it was meant to be, this marriage enumerates, this is what it means to be. Kach also dashik l'shbaruch literally shol regalecha b'chol chodesh shebekayitz. B'nisan Pesach, it was thought out good. In Chodesh Nisan, on the 15th day of the month, we commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim. 30 days later, we have Iyar, Chodesh Iyar, Pesach Sheni. So, Nisan is Pesach. Iyar, the second month, is Pesach Sheni. B'Sivan, the third month of the year, good, is Shavuos. B'Nisan is Atzeres. Now, what comes after Sivan? Tammuz. Are there any holidays in Tammuz? No. Okay, the Shavuos of Tammuz doesn't count. Are there any holidays in Chodesh Av? No. Tisha B'Av was not meant to be. What? That's not a real. Okay, it's not a real. It's not mentioned in the Torah, so it's not a. Okay, I hear what you're saying, but it's not on the level of one of the Chagim, one of the Moadim. So that we're missing. We don't have any other holiday in Tammuz. Av. El, do we have a holiday? No. 3 months we're missing. So. But we really was the idea. Why? Why are there no? Because of the Chet HaEgel. The idea of Vera Yisumais and Ram Shayim, because of all of the problems we made with the Meraglim and with the Chet HaEgel, so we lost out. We lost out 3 months. Okay, it's a discussion in and of itself. Why did we lose out these 3 months? But it's not for now. Nilu Mehem Shleisha Tammuz Av Elo. But Hashem didn't want to deny us what was meant to be, so He made it up to us. In Chodesh Tishrei, Hashem gave us 3 holidays. In 1 month, the first day of Tishrei, we have Rosh Hashanah. On the 10th day of Tishrei, we have...
Shouldn't
it be 4? Okay, 4, you're right. Okay, you're right. Good, excellent. We're going to answer that question in detail. Okay. Soon, another 10 minutes?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Muhammad.
Thank you.
Ubat Tishrei, Uparal L'Shloshtan. Tishrei come along and paid all 3. Now, how do we have all 3? Rosh Hashanah, here's what it says in the Medrash. Rosh Hashanah really should have been in Tammuz. Okay, let's go weiter. Kol Kavil, so it says in the Medrash, I'm not making this up, Kol Kavil Tammuz. Tzoymer Abba, I'll explain to you. Tzoymer Abba is Yom Kippur. Kol Kavil Av corresponds to Chodesh Av. Yom Kippur should have been Chodesh Av. Shiva Asimei Chaga, Sukkot should have been in Elul. Kol Kavil Elul. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalachei Demipareh V'Shleinem Pareah, Teiloi Mishaloi V'Yovai Vitala Shaloi L'Fich Tzachas Eloi Ma'abiyoi Ma'ashmini Atzeres. Okay, now to make a long story short, I'm telling you over here a word from a sefer called Shivtei Yisrael. The sefer that deals with Jewish Machshava, a very deep sefer, all about someone from Neri Yisrael in Baltimore. I don't have the name of the Mechaber here. It's an unbelievable sefer. It's called Shivtei Yisrael. He has all the whole developments. Not everything he says here, some of it is a little bit mine. I'm going to supplement with some ideas. But he says here this incredible, incredible Chiddush ideas. He brings this out. It's really based on the Pesukim, and it gives us a very new insight into Shmini Atzeres. And basically he says as follows. Let me just throw out a couple of midrashim. There's a midrash that says that just like there are 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, there should really be 50 days between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. There should be. You just can't go from Sukkot to Shmini Atzeres. You need Svir. There should be a Sviras HaOmer. Just like we prepare from Sukkot to the Atzeres, from Pesach to the Atzeres of Pesach Shavuos, there should be a counting of 50 days to prepare for Shmini Atzeres. And so why don't we do it? So the measure, because if we would have to wait 50 days, when would Shmini Atzeres fall out? Chanukah time. The roads are muddy. Who's going to be able to be Olmo L'Regel for Shmini Atzeres? Hashem says, once you're here, stick it out one more day. I'll give you a bonus. Just have the Shmini Atzeres right away. Don't leave. Don't go away and come back 50 days later in the middle of the winter when the roads are muddy. You can just have Shmini Atzeres immediately. Okay, that's one medrash. Another medrash. You ever wonder why Sukkot is called Ulkachtem Lechem Bayoim HaRishon on the first day? The first day? It's the 15th day, not the first day. So what does it say in Chazal? Rishon L'cheshbon Avonos. It's the first day where Hashem begins to calculate our sins. Okay, it's a very nice medrash, but it doesn't really answer the question. Why is it called the first day, the 15th day? Another question. Why is Tisha B'Av, or not Tisha B'Av, why is Yom Kippur called, what is Yom Kippur? On the 10th day of the month. How does the Torah refer to Yom Kippur? B'Tisha L'Chodesh Bo'erev. The ninth day of the month at night. What? The ninth day at night, which means the night that follows the night. Just say on the tenth day. What's this? The ninth day at night. Convoluted way of referring to the tenth day of the month. Just say that right. Another kasha. Look at the Torah very quickly, going on time. Sukkot is a steer in the Torah. In one place, Sukkot is called the beginning of the year. Another place, Sukkot is called the end of the year. Pasuk in Kisisa, B'tchilas Hashana, and it says B'soiv Shana. What's going on? The answer is as follows. Another kasha. How many days are there for tshuva? Aseres Yimei Tshuva. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim to be Mavakesh for Klal Yisrael, did tshuva, how many days did Moshe spend in heaven? 40 days. So 10 days, we got ripped off. 10 days is not enough time to do tshuva. We need 40 days to do tshuva. So we have Elul, right? So we make it up. But that's not the real deal. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you know how many days you really need? You need 40 days. 10 days is not enough. So there should really be 40 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Sukkot should really be B'yom Rishon. And there should really be 50 days between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And what's this funny way? The beginning of the Sukkot is the beginning, the end of the year. What's this thing with Yom Kippur is the ninth at the end time? Here's the answer. The Smedrash. The original plan was that the Yom HaDin would take place on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. We have Pesach. Get the Cheshvan. It's an incredible Vart. It's an awesome answer in all the questions and gives incredible insight into all the Moadim. We start off good. Pesach is on schedule. 15th day of Nisan. Excellent. Pesach Sheni. 15th day of Iyar. Excellent. Matan Torah. Vav Sivan. Excellent. Now we come to Chodesh Tammuz. Chodesh Tammuz, the fourth month. By the way, that month, that's the whole purpose of the Sefer, Shiftei Yisrael. That month, by the way, refers to Reuven. It's the month of Reuven. Look in the books, look in the encyclopedia books, they'll tell you that Chodesh Tammuz is the month of Reuven. Who was the one that taught the world Tshuva? Reuven. Reuven, he was Mababel, the meat of his father. He was the one, he took the bed of his father, put the tent of Leah, not in Bilah. He did tshuva for the rest of his life. He taught the world tshuva. The Yom HaDin really should take place in the month of Reuven, in the first day of Tammuz. Even though the world was not created, it doesn't make a difference when the world was created. The world was created in Nisan or Tishrei. But the Yom HaDin, the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that the Yom HaDin should take place when? Bakese L'Yom Chageinu, the first day of Chodesh Tammuz. Now, how many days do we need to do tshuva? After the Yom HaDin to the Yom of Kapara? 40 days. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim for 40 days. When would the 40th day fall out? On the 10th day of Av. The 10th day of Av was really meant to be Yom Kippur. When did the Beis HaMikdash burn down?
Ninth.
On the 10th day, the fire began. The fire began on the 9th. When did it burn down? On the 10th. And what did Chazal tell us? The strafe of the Beis HaMikdash was the ultimate kapara for Klal Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, we would have been finished. So Sreifas Beis Elokeinu was really the Yom Kippur for Klal Yisrael. So to a certain degree, the original plan was fulfilled. The first day of Tishrei should have been Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tammuz. How many days of Tshuva do we need? 40 days. When does the 40th day fall out on? Is the 10th day of Av. And Taka, that's Taka, what Taka turned out to be the Yom Kippurah. And why does the Torah refer to Yom Kippur? Why does the Torah refer to Yom Kippur as the ninth, the night that comes after the ninth? Because the Torah knew, Al Ruach HaKodesh, Torah knew that things would not work out according to the plan, and instead we would have a Tisha B'Av. And when do we commemorate the Tisha B'Av? Aschalta de Paranusa, on the ninth. The ninth, which goes into the tenth. So when we commemorate Yom Kippur, we're really commemorating what should have been Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av and the tenth, those are two parts, two sides of one coin. The ninth, which goes into the tenth. The Aschalta de Paranusa, but the actual Sreifa took place on the tenth. And when the Sreifa took place, that is the ultimate Kapar for Klal Yisrael. And that is the Salachti Chidvarecha. Now, fine. So now we've gone through. We have a holiday for Tammuz, a holiday for Av. What's the next holiday? What's the next month? Elul. Ulekachtem lachem bayoyim harishoin. What's yoyim harishoin? The first day of the month. It was meant to be. Sukkot was meant to be celebrated. To be celebrated on the first day of Elul. Elul is when? It's Tkufa Sashana. What's Tkufa Sashana? The end of the year. That's why in the Torah and Parshas Ki, that's why in the Torah it says that Sukkot takes place at the end of the year. By Yoyim Harishon, because it was meant to take place the very first day of Chodesh Elul. After Yom Kippur was over, we have, instead of 4 days, we have 20 days. We have 20 day break between Yom Kippur to get ready for Sukkot. 20 days to buy your Dalet Minim. Taka, the Minim will be a lot better if you get you push it up, the whole process will be a lot better to get there. And Taka, that's why we Taka need a Sukkot. It's the end of the summer, it's hot. That's really why you need Taka Sukkot. Just on the Sukkot, we have more meaning, because it's much hotter at that time of the year, here at the end of the summer. And this whole Gemara, what should it look like we're doing it, but that's when you need the Sukkot. You commemorate the Sukkot when you really need the Sukkot at the end of the summer, when it's very, very hot. But Yom HaRishon, and you take the Dalet Minim. Then you begin to count Sfira, the other Medrash. The Medrash is explicit. There should really be 50 days between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, just like there are 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. So on the second day of Sukkot, which is the second day of the month, we should begin to count Sfira. And when would day 50 fall out? If soon as the Chodesh is Chaser, it would fall out on the 22nd day of Tishrei. What is the 22nd day of Tishrei? Shmini Atzeres. So all of the months would have a holiday. Nisan Pesach, Iyar Pesach Sheni, Sivan Shavuos, Tammuz is Ruvain. That's really the whole shmuz over here. Why Rosh Hashanah is for Tammuz? That's another shmuz in itself. Rosh Hashanah. 40 days later, as it should really be 40 days, on Tisha B'Av, on 10th day of Av is Yom Kippur. Sukkot begins the first day of Elul, and which is the end of the year. And then you begin to count your 50 days to prepare for Shmini Atzeres, which falls on the 22nd day of Tishrei. Tishrei has one holiday, not four holidays, but one holiday of Shmini Atzeres. Now what do I want? What? Because preparation. It's the Atzeres. It's the climax. This is not a Mahalach. What we're doing over here, we have a Shmini Atzeres on after Sukkot. You have to prepare for Shmini Atzeres. You need to build up. It's the Atzeres. What do I want to? But there's a very important point I want to make over here. It gives us a whole new look at Shmini Atzeres, Because what is Shmini Atzeres? Even though we are all messed up, everything went wrong as it can possibly go, but at the very end, we got back on track. This gives a whole, you have to appreciate, what's the simcha of Shmini Atzeres? The pure joy in life, you get on the wrong bus, get on the wrong train, get on the wrong plane, you end up, who knows where you end up, and you always wonder, everyone goes off, right? You go in the car, you make a mistake, the GPS says you blew it, recalculating, you blew it. What is the ultimate joy? When you get, everything goes wrong, if you can somehow make it right. Somehow, even though you went in a circle, you got a detour, if you get to the destination on time and reach the destination where you're meant to be in the right place, the right time, at the very end. After all the agmas nefesh, I made it. I'm here. I arrived. I came to the place I was supposed to be in the right place, the right time. There's no greater joy than that. Shmini Atzeres was meant to be Shmini Atzeres on the 22nd day of Tishrei. And even though we messed up, we just barely made it by the skin of our teeth. Sukkot finishes on the 21st day of Tishrei. On the 22nd day of Tishrei, look at that. We made it. That is the simcha of Shmini Atzeres. It's a Musar Haskel for life. You can get messed up, but if Hashem really wants, He can get you back on track and will get you to the place where you're meant to be, where you're supposed to be. It's incredible, incredible law. And all of these sukkim in the Torah have a whole new interpretation now. It's very nice. That's not what it says. There's supposed to be 50 days. So where are the 50 days? It's Sukkot, the end of the year, the beginning of the year. It's the beginning of the year. So how come the Torah says it's the end of the year? You have to understand. Why is where are the 40 days for Tshuva? Moshe in 40 days. Why is Yom Kippur called the ninth day and then at night? Because Tisha B'Av has a ninth and a tenth. It's all part of a process. Everything makes perfect sense. And you go by, you go further. There are more things you got. Tein l'chacham, and you'll find more insights into Zach. But it gives the main point I wanted for today is Ach Sameach. When the day is over, everything falls into place. Everything is where you're supposed to be. Hashem, people make all these convoluted calculations and cheshbonos and get off track. Hashem wants to get you back on track. He'll get you where you're supposed to be. Kein Yiratzain. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Chag Sameach. Yohis Ach Sameach. Good Kvittel. A good Piskatova. Mirat Hashem Wednesday at 9:30. Yeah, I can't be back for Friday.